This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate will come to order. The prayer today is offered by Father Ron Gary, and the Pledge of Allegiance is led by Senate Page Will Hurd from Sioux Falls.
We hear in Psalm 25, make known to me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me by your fidelity and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your compassion and your mercy, O Lord, for they are ages old. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth toward those who honor his covenant and decrees. The counsel of the Lord belongs to those who fear him, and his covenant instructs them. Once again, O Lord, we implore your gift of wisdom. May the work we do together bring your people justice and love, and give us safe travel today. To you, O God, we pray. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll.
Boland, Breitling, Kamak, Castleberry, Crabtree, Curd, Diedrich, Duhamel, Duval, Foster, Freimuller, Greenfield, Heinert, Hunhoff, Johns, Johnson, Klum, Kolbeck, Maher, Nesseba, Norstrup, Otten, Roll, Rush, Schoenbeck, Shane Fish, Smith, Stalzer, Seinhauer, Sutton, Simmons, Tobin, Wheeler, Wick, Zickman. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Thank you. Today's doctor of the day is Scott Van Coolen, MD. Dr. Van Coolen received his MD from the University of Minnesota in 2001 and completed his residency at Maine Medical Center in Emergency Medicine in 2004. He practices at Avira Queen of Peace Hospital in Mitchell. Dr. Van Coolen is a member of the South Dakota State Medical Association. I believe he's joined by his son Weston, daughter Reagan, and son Grayson. Would you all stand? Welcome to the Senate. Thank you for your service. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 20th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Senator Schoenbeck, Chair.
There's comments on that motion. Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Communications.
First thing we have today is a veto letter from the governor. And I'm not going to read the entire letter. It'll be online as soon as the journal's done in a little bit. But it says, Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, I respectfully return to you Senate Bill 76 with my veto. Senate Bill 76 is an act to revise certain provisions regarding the minimum amount of a lottery prize that is subject to set off. And then it's respectfully submitted, Governor Noem. And the entire letter will be online soon. And I have another letter, Mr. President and members of the Senate. I have the honor to inform you that on February 9th, I approved Senate Bills 28, 35, 36, 38, 39, 71, 74, and 80, and the same have been deposited in the office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Governor Noem.
Do we have any introductions this time? Senator Breitling.
Thank you, Mr. President. From this coming May, 35 years ago, I graduated from Roscoe High School. 2 years after that, the school became Edmond Central. When I was running around the city of Roscoe, there was this young little whippersnapper. He graduated and is now the government class teacher. And so please welcome Edmond Central High School and their instructor, Mike Faw.
Please stand. Welcome. Senator Kamak.
Mr. President, personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you. We have with us today the Newell High School, and I believe they're escorted by Sabrina Harmon, and I don't see them all, but if you would, if you're stand. From Newell High School, stand.
Stand, please. Welcome to the Senate.
Mr. President.
Senator Rush.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you. Mr. President, I would like to, today is USD Day at the Capitol, as most of you probably saw down in the rotunda, and hopefully you enjoyed a dome dog for lunch down there. Anyway, joining us here in the Senate is the University of South Dakota President Sheila Gestring, and with her are students from the USD School of Health Sciences and faculty and staff from the President's Executive Leadership Institute. The USD School of Health Science graduates future physicians assistants, nurses, dental hygienists, social workers, addiction counselors, and other health professionals to serve across the state of South Dakota. Those of you who were here 2 years ago hopefully joined with us in appropriating $10 million of state money to make a partial payment on the new health sciences building, which we're hoping will be done and open this coming summer. A big improvement for those people who had to take their classes in Julian Hall. And those of you who are former students at USD know what I mean by that. Anyway, in addition to people from the School of Health Sciences, we have faculty and staff from the USD President's Executive Leadership Institute, and this is a unique professional development program for campus-based administrators and leaders. The fellows are selected as part of a year-long program to gain in-depth knowledge about higher education and the state of South Dakota, with the goal of growing leaders from within the university. Today, they've been here in the Capitol, hoping that they learned about our legislative process and how that interacts with all of our campuses and the futures on the campuses. So if I could get everyone from the USD to stand there, please.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Maher.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Mr. President, I believe we have the Lemon Junior and Senior High School class here today with their advisors, Mandy Molman and Holly Strait, along with their bus driver, Mr. Dazelle.
Would you stand? Back here. Welcome.
Mr. President.
Senator Maher.
I think Northwestern South Dakota's in the building.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Senate Health and Human Services met. Actually, this is a report from yesterday. They had under consideration Senate Bill 134, recommend to do pass. 136, recommend to do pass. To be placed on the consent calendar, Senate Bill 174, they recommend that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Appropriations with the due pass recommendation, and the same with Senate Bill 155, Joint Committee on Appropriations with the due pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Steinhauer, Chair. Committee on Senate Education met this morning. They had under consideration Senate Bill 154. They recommend that it do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Curd, Chair. Committee on Senate Judiciary met. They had under consideration Senate Bill 173, which was amended, and as so amended, they recommend that the bill do pass, and also Senate Bill 207, which was also amended, and that as so amended, they recommend that the bill do pass. They also had under consideration the nomination of Kenneth Albers of Canton to the Board of Pardons and Paroles, and that they recommend that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said reappointment. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rush, Chair. And the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 13, 18, 87, and 88 and find the same correctly enrolled. Senator Schoenbeck, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1099, 1100, 1119, 1195, 1197, 1198, 1268, 1286, and 1319, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is requested. I have the honor to return Senate Bills 13, 18, 87, and 88, which have passed the House without change. And I have the honor to return herewith SCR 601, in which the House has concurred. Respectfully, Pat Miller, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Kamak moves that Senate Bills 1865, 104, 137, 165, and 211 be deferred until Monday, February 14th, the 22nd legislative day.
Second. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Kamak moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Transportation on Senate Bills 115 and 176 and the Committee on Taxation on Senate Bill 157 be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House Bills.
House Bills 1099, an act to revise provisions related to courtroom modifications for child witnesses. 1100, an act to revise provisions related to the video recording of certain victim testimony at a preliminary hearing or deposition. 1119, an act to revise the general state aid formula to provide adjustment for alternative education students participating in interscholastic activities. 1195, an act to direct the Indian Education Advisory Council to make an annual report to the governor and the State Tribal Relations Committee. 1197, an act to include certain costs as project costs for tax increment financing districts. 1198, an act to require display of the state motto or the state seal in public schools. 1268, an act to revise provisions related to name changes when obtaining a marriage license. 1286, an act to permit municipalities to contribute more to the cost of insurance provided to certain officers or retired employees. And House Bill 1319, an act to prohibit contributions from federal campaign committees.
Those bills, having had a first reading, are assigned as follows. Senate Education gets House Bill 1119 and House Bill 1195. Senate Judiciary gets House Bill 1099, 1100, and 1268. Senate Local Government gets House Bill 1286. Senate State Affairs gets House Bill 1198 and House Bill 1319. And the Committee on Senate Taxation gets House Bill 1197. That will bring us to consent calendar. There's a lot of young people in the gallery. By way of just explanation, consent calendar is a way to expedite our process. If a bill was heard in committee and it was so simple in its nature and it had no opposition testimony, unanimous support in the committee chair can place that bill on consent calendar, and then they're all heard at once. This only takes one vote. No debate is allowed on consent calendar items. However, any member of the chamber can pull a bill off consent. Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill 171, an act to prohibit insurance policies from restricting the method of payment for dental care. House Bill 1075, an act to modify legal and official notice publication requirements. And House Bill 1085, an act to expand the eligibility for a small estate probate.
Senate Bill 171 and House Bill 1075 and 1085, having had a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no questions, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 171, House Bill 1075, and 1085. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland?
Aye.
Breitling?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Crabtree?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Diedrich?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Freimuller? Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Hunoff?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nessaba?
Excuse.
Otten?
Aye.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer? Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Tobin?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Sickman?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
Senate Bill 171 and House Bills 1075 and 1085, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct. I believe I have some bills to be signed in open session. President, signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the State Convention Commission, Conservation Commission, and Conservation Districts. President, signing an act to update the South Dakota coordinate system to conform to national standards. President, signing an act to revise rulemaking authority related to medical cannabis. President, signing an act to repeal provisions permitting certain documents to serve as temporary registry identification cards for medical cannabis. Announcements. Senator Breitling.
Thank you, Mr. President. Monday morning from 8 to 10, we get to hear reports on revenue projection. And then after that, we'll have bill hearings.
Senator Steinhauer.
Health and Human Services will meet on Monday at 10 o'clock.
Senator Kamak. Senator Breitling.
One more. Senate Transportation will not have a committee meeting Monday morning.
Senator Otten.
Thank you, Mr. President. We will not be holding Senate local governments nor taxation Monday morning.
Any other announcements? Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, yeah, Valentine's Day. That's more important. On Monday. Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Simmons moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All in favor of the motion to adjourn will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Have a good weekend. Drive safe.